You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now today we're going to shine a spotlight on an organization in Nigeria which strives to help people living with disabilities and help them unlock their full potential. Now they're called Hope Builders for the Physically Challenged Foundation, and joining us now to tell us more about their work is their founder and the driving force behind the foundation, Dr. Christiana Kehinde Akinrimade. It is lovely speaking with you, Christiana.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Now, Christiana, you are the founder of the foundation. Is it a new organization? What inspired you to start it?
It's not a new organization. It started from an organization called Divine Christian Creativity, which was established in 2016. This creativity center is a vocational training center that trains people with disabilities, including the blind, to be financially independent, and that was why I started, which have impacted to a lot of people in Nigeria, including the vulnerable in our society. And as the driver of this foundation, I am blind.
What is the driving force behind your work?
The driving force behind my work is to see how people that are physically challenged will be able to have quality education, and how they can become economically liable, and how to have confidence, to have personal development, to be trained, to be self-reliant, self-confident, and at the same time, less dependency on people, and to contribute to the growth of our society and our economy as a whole.
Now, what support and what services do you offer through the foundation?
The services we offer, not only on vocational training or physical training, we offer mental holistic in order to be able to solve their psychological problem. We try to have the counselors lock their potential for them to be confident in themselves and to showcase their skills, that there's ability in their disability, which is our goal, to show to the general public that there's ability in our disability.
And all those services that you offer, are those free for people living with disabilities across all of Nigeria?
They are free because we have friends and families that support this program. I worked in the banking industry before. Some of my friends that are in the banking industry supported me to be able to take care of other less privileged, vulnerable, physically challenged within and outside our community, so that they too can be confident in themselves. Initially, when I became blind, I thought that was the end of my life. I thought that was the end of my potentials. I thought I would not be able to unlock my potentials any longer. I challenged my visual impairment that no, I can make it in life. I have to step back, re-strategize myself, rethink myself that I can still make it in life, that my career can still become visible. So those are the kind of things that make me to say no. All other people that are less privileged, physically challenged, must enjoy these services and provide them for them.
What would you say has been your greatest achievement for the foundation so far?
I've trained over thousands of people that I've trained all over the country. I trained one of the beneficiaries in how to make bags. And I called them that, can you please show me the bags you've made? We have visitors. One of them told me that there was nothing for them to eat. I said, well, but you are still going through this training. But I was so happy that the mother was able to eat and able to train that child. So that was how all that, whenever I've trained them how to be productive, how to be creative on craft, you can sell your product and make money out of it. The girl now, she's an undergraduate at a university in Nigeria, University of Learning. It makes me happy when I see people that I've trained are leaders. They have confidence in themselves. They too are able to train others, and they are financially independent. There was a widow I trained. I was alighting for my boss. She never knew I was blind. She came and begged for money. I gave her the money. She now discovered I was blind. She now wanted to return the little money I gave her. And I said, no. And I trained the lady. She's now lived in another state in Nigeria. She's now leading and even more creative to others that are less privileged in her area and are physically challenged in her area. So it gives me that joy. And it's my passion to see those people that have trained, that they become leaders and they are financially liable in their different skills, in their different areas in the society. Makes me happy.
And do you have any exciting projects coming up? Anything really exciting in the pipeline?
We have an exciting project coming on. We have an advocacy for inclusion, the rights of people with disabilities all over the world, where we want to see how we can go into high tech, more innovation in energy, where people with disabilities can showcase their talent in technology, energy. We want to see how we can advocate for that. And we want to change that perception of people that thought when you are physically challenged or when you are blind, that you are useless, that you are no more useful in the society. And I give glory to God, we'll be able to change that narrative. And that stigma and barriers breaking has been done for a little while. So in our future program, we want people to come around and see what people that are living with disabilities have done so far. So we want to see how investors or partners can come to our aid, like recycling of waste products. We want to go into it. All waste products should be recycled to another product that can bring in money for us, that can make people to be independent, that can make people not to be liabilities, but assets to themselves, to their family, and to the society. So we want people to come to our aid in training our people for recycling in technology and energy. So those are the future plans for now.
Well, Christiana, if we wanted to find out more about your foundation and the work you do, where can we go? Do you have a website?
We have a website, and from here you can see some of the things we do here. www.hopebuilders.org.ng. That is our website. And you can see us on the social media, Facebook, which is Hope Builders for Physically Challenged Foundation. In our Twitter and our Instagram, which is Obidas FDN. Obidas FDN.
Fantastic. Well, Christiana, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.